From WYLL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, September 11th. Coming up, we'll hear the story of farmers living at the intersection of globalization, climate change, and the mental health crisis. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth is reintroducing a bill to require seatbelts on school buses nationwide. IPM reporter Emily Hayes has more.
A few weeks ago, a student in Ohio died in a bus crash on their first day of school. Duckworth came to Champaign Friday to promote her solution, a federal requirement that all school buses be equipped with seatbelts, automatic brakes, and more.
Any fatality or serious injury is one too many when we have proven affordable technologies available today that could prevent such a tragedy.
Duckworth has been introducing her School Bus Safety Act since 2018. She says this year she has added supporters like the National Sheriff's Association. Over 1,000 people have died in bus crashes over the past decade in the U.S. Most were in the other vehicle. I'm Emily Hayes, IPM News.
An attorney nationally known for defending men accused of sexual misconduct has been hired by an ISU administrator charged with assaulting a minor. Alan Bates of Bloomington pleaded guilty Friday during his arraignment. Joining him in the courtroom was Donna Rotuno, a Chicago-based attorney who unsuccessfully defended Harvey Weinstein during his 2020 trial in New York. Rotuno spoke to NPR in 2020 about her concerns that the Me Too movement was eroding fundamental rights for defendants.
I think that women need to be heard, which is different than women needing to be believed. So I think anybody that has something that they want to say or need to say, they should be heard, but without any questioning or any follow-up or any looking at details, I think then we have an issue.
Bates was the director of ISU's School of Teaching and Learning. Authorities say the allegations do not involve his work at ISU. A $2 billion electric vehicle battery plant is opening in Kankakee County. Alex Degman reports.
Chinese company Goshen will start production at its new Manteno plant next year. Goshen says it'll produce up to 40 gigawatts of battery power every year that will go in cars, trucks, buses, and other electric vehicles that are built in the United States. Governor J.B. Pritzker noted it's Illinois' largest ever EV project.
We have transformed ourselves now into an attractive location for global manufacturers.
Goshen came to Illinois with the help of more than $500 million in incentives, which it will get as long as it creates 2,600 jobs that pay at least 120% of the area's average wage for similar work. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, we'll hear the stories of farmers living at the intersection of globalization, climate change, and the mental health crisis. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st show, it's been 22 years since the terrorist attacks on 9/11. We'll remember the Illinoisans killed that day and talk with some of the people behind a new oral history project meant to document how the attacks and their aftermath were experienced here in Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. If you or someone you know is thinking of self-harm, you can call or text the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. We're bringing up this topic because farmers are among the most likely to take their lives compared with other occupations, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This Friday, Illinois Public Media will present the screening of Greener Pastures at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. The documentary is told through the stories of farmers living at the intersection of globalization, climate change, and the mental health crisis. Here's a snippet of the film's trailer.
Right now is a bad, bad time to be in the agriculture business.
You know, just because it's not winter does not mean that our farm families aren't questioning their future.
There's something going on with Mother Nature. I would actually call it climate shift.
It's messing with my livelihood. It's extremely stressful.
Factory farms are running family farmers out of business.
Family farms used to support their communities, and they are just not there anymore.
A few days ago, IPM News Director Reginald Hardwick met the film's director, Sam Mirpourian, at Homer Lake in rural Champaign County. Sam talked about how he found four family farmers to follow for this important project.
I spoke to probably over 100 farmers over a six-month discovery period and settled on four farm families that were between Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Missouri, and Iowa. So I shot with them, filmed with them for 5 years, and they all were directly or indirectly related to suicide, whether they had a suicide attempt, suicide ideation, or a family member had died by suicide. And so as bleak as that sounds, the film is deeply rooted with legacy and this multi-generational pride of what it means to be a steward of the land.
Could you tell me one story, perhaps, that will really stick with you in doing this?
Getting up at 3, 4, 5 in the morning to hop in the combine to go harvest when it's cold, dark, and being in the combine for 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 hours at a time, like, I just remember like how difficult that was, and like how for me this is just a sample size. Like, I'm just doing this for X amount of days while these farmers are doing this for all of their lives. And you know, it's something that they love. It's like it's a duty or a chore, but like they don't look at it that way. And I just had a huge revelatory moment where I just realized how important food is, and not only that, but how important farmers are and like food providers. Because I think, as simplistic as it gets, we just go to the grocery store, we grab our items, and we go home, and we don't even think about any of the processing and how it starts from farm to table. And being able to have that experience of just literally seeing it come from the ground, it was just probably the most beautiful thing I've ever endured as a filmmaker, and honestly as a person too. I just really appreciate and respect, and I think they're incredibly important.
I grew up in a rural area in Colorado, and I know that loneliness, because of just the fewer amount of people, is something that can be really striking to people who live in a community that just doesn't have a lot of people there. Is that something that is often an issue in suicides?
Yeah, absolutely. In the beginning, when we were trying to like fundraise and write like a deck and to pitch it around and stuff, there was a really profound Ball State report that said 95% of healthcare professionals can't meet their needs in rural communities. So there's a strong disparity between, you know, urban and rural communities getting those healthcare needs that they desperately like need to find, you know, their mental health in a place where it should be. What's been the biggest challenge are the uncontrollables, things where you have to take insurance policy on crops when you have El Derecho, or you have severe weather patterns, crop prices, you know, the trade war and the tariffs between 2016 and 2020 with the prior administration, climate change, as I just mentioned, with weather, and also politics, the farm bill in D.C. when that gets voted on every so few years. And I just think that culmination of things is what has led to this precipice of this mental health crisis with farmers and agriculture workers. And in the past, they never really had resources to rely on other than themselves, or, as Jeff says in the film, Suck It Up, Buttercup.
Has this film in any way changed about how you will go about making documentaries in the future?
We just got really lucky, and like I just will always cherish this. This is my debut feature, so like it's always going to hold a special place in my heart. I still vividly think about the times and the memories that I have, whether it was, you know, I would crash with the farmers in their homes because I didn't have money for lodging, and the times when I needed to decompress after a long day of shooting, I would go to the local YMCA and I'd work out in Iowa and Wisconsin and Minnesota. So I just have a lot of really fond memories, and I also feel like it was a very just coming of age process for myself. I was working on my master's, I was teaching, making $13 an hour, I was still filming weddings to make supplemental income, trying to make this thing happen, and half a decade later, it just feels like an absolute blessing to be here and it's an experience I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
So you learned about the perseverance in yourself, much like the perseverance that farmers have.
Absolutely. I mean, if I ever run for president one day, I'm prioritizing agriculture workers, farmers, mental health, or healthcare professionals, and educators, because you have to get taught, healed, and fed to have a sustaining democracy and civilization. So I think they're one of the most important professions on the face of the planet.
You were listening to Sam Mirpourian, director of the documentary Greener Pastures, talking with IPM News Director Reginald Hardwick. IPM is screening this documentary at the Virginia Theater this Friday evening with a discussion afterward. We have more information at ipmnewsroom.org. PBS will air the film nationally next year. If you or someone you know is considering suicide, please know there is help available. Call or text 988. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers late in the day and a high of 79 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Ryan Denham, Alex Degman, and Reginald Hardwick. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.